Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of James, chapter 2 and verse 26. It's a beautiful scripture which says, "Faith without works is dead." My dear brothers and sisters, could it be that the reason many people have a negative perception of the church is because of the energy we give off? And could that negative energy come from a shallow view of what righteousness really means? Too often we reduce righteousness to avoiding wrongdoing. Don't do this, don't do that, etc. Then you're fine. But the truth is, you can avoid doing wrong and still fail to do what is right, the very things God has called you to do. My dear brothers and sisters, righteousness is not simply about staying away from sin. God's ultimate goal for us is not that we merely do nothing wrong, but that we live fruitful and purpose-driven lives. Just as parents delight when their children resist temptation, their greater joy comes when those children grow, develop their fruits and their gifts, and maximize their potential. That is what God desires for us, right? And the Bible speaks of two categories of sin. Number one is the sins of commission, doing what we should not do. And number two is sins of omission, failing to do what we ought to do to advance God's kingdom. And Jesus very beautifully illustrated this in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. The servant who buried his one talent and returned it untouched was called a wicked and lazy servant, not because he lost it, but because he did nothing with it. My dear brothers and sisters, in God's eyes, breaking even is a loss. Playing it safe is not faith. True righteousness means using every gift, every opportunity, and every resource God has entrusted to us to reach our full God-given potential. Love does not shrink back in fear. It steps forward in faith. Love doesn't make excuses. It takes responsibility. Love does not merely avoid problems. It looks for opportunities to bring God's light into them. Hallelujah. So how can we apply this word to our personal lives? Few pointers that I'll give you that will assist you in the application of the word. Number one, shift your mindset. Stop equating righteousness with simply not doing wrong. Ask yourself daily, what is God calling me to actively do today? Number two, use your gifts. Identify your talents and intentionally develop and apply them to serve others and glorify God. Thirdly, take faith-filled risks. Do not settle for comfort or safety. Step out in obedience when God calls you to something new or uncomfortable. Fourthly, look for opportunities. Instead of waiting for others, seize opportunities to serve, to encourage, and to love boldly. Fifthly and lastly, I would tell you to is practice accountability. Invite trusted believers to help you discern whether you are living actively for God or just passively avoiding mistakes. Amen? Let's pray. Abba Father, we are so grateful to you that you enlighten us with the truth of your word, the sins of commission and the sins of omission that your word talks about. Lord God Almighty, give us the grace that we'll not be passive Christians. We'll be actively involved in doing the will of the Father, in accomplishing the task that you have given us to expand and to propagate your gospel and expand your kingdom, O Father. Oh Lord, we thank you for reminding us that faith without works is dead. Forgive us for the times we have been content with doing nothing wrong while neglecting to do what is right. Help us to see righteousness as more than avoidance of sin, but as the active pursuit of your will. Our Father, we pray that you will stir up the gifts you have placed within us and give us courage to use them fully for your kingdom. Teach us to take faithful risks, to love boldly, and to step into the opportunities that glorify you. May our lives radiate hope, radiate joy and purpose, so that others may see Jesus in me. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your flock as they step out today into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them. Be with them and prosper them, oh, Father. Keep them from the enemy, oh, Lord, and lift them up because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, oh, Father. I speak healing into their bodies, and I command their bodies to be aligned to God's word, and you will receive the preeminence and the glory. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a wonderful day today and a fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church and fellowship with the saints together and worship Jesus together. God bless you, and bye for now.